Russian President Boris Yeltsin went back to his office at the Kremlin today for the first time since undergoing heart bypass surgery last month. Yeltsin's return to work marks the end of a long period of illness and recuperation, which began when the president suffered a heart attack in late June. Despite his illness, the Russian people re-elected Yeltsin for a second term in July. Doctors now say he's nearly ready to resume his work full-time. But as NPR's Andy Bowers reports, the problems facing Russia would challenge even the healthiest president.
It's a sight Russians haven't seen for months. Boris Yeltsin stepping out of a car under his own power, striding toward his Kremlin office, and turning to face a crowd of reporters. I'm in a good mood, said Yeltsin. I feel good. I'm ready for battle. The transformation from the sickly-looking man who appeared in heavily edited TV clips over the last few months was obvious. Yeltsin today spoke without the hesitation and occasional confusion of those earlier appearances. Doctors say Yeltsin's successful quintuple bypass surgery on November 5th may have added 10 years to his working life. As one of his first official acts, Yeltsin spoke by phone today with British Prime Minister John Major, who congratulated Yeltsin on his return to work. The two men agreed tentatively that Major would come to Moscow next year. Yeltsin has also set up meetings with President Clinton, German Chancellor Kohl, and French President Chirac. But meetings with foreign leaders will be some of the easiest events on Yeltsin's New Year calendar. Much more difficult will be dealing with Russia's deteriorating economic situation. Official figures released today show the country's gross domestic product shrank by 6% this year, despite earlier optimism that it would actually grow. And then there's the urgent crisis of millions of state sector workers and military personnel who haven't been paid in months. Strikes around the country have grown more intense and widespread since Yeltsin's re-election, and his personal popularity has fallen. Plus, there's the shaky peace in Chechnya, which will need serious attention from the Kremlin if it's going to last through the winter. Yeltsin's opponent in this year's election campaign, communist leader Gennady Zyuganov, greeted the returning president today with scathing criticism for letting Russia's problems get out of control in the last 6 months. And Zyuganov charged that Yeltsin still isn't well enough for the job. He told a news conference that, in his words, Yeltsin couldn't come up with an answer to any of the issues facing Russia even when he was healthy and sober. But the political gossip in Moscow this week centers around whether Yeltsin will shake up his administration. Most closely watched will be the fate of presidential chief of staff Anatoly Chubais, who critics say ran the country as a regent during Yeltsin's illness. But despite opposition calls for Chubais to be fired, Yeltsin's spokesman today said the president had been, quote, pleased with his administration's work during his absence. This is Andy Bowers in Moscow.